next hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
The federal agents informed the crowd that if they kept advancing, they would open fire on the crowd.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco?
Fighting for Idaho.
We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power.
The BLM come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism.
Fighting for you.
More than Kevin, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for real journalism.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us.
Voices, Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
You're the only talk show that I really listen to.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Don't forget, coming up at 720, we'll reveal when you should listen. To win $1,000, that sounds pretty good to me. By the way, here's something else that's going on. 1.8 million pounds of beef being recalled. Oof. Plus primary day here in the Treasure Valley. But one of my favorite topics to talk about, and one of our soon up-and-coming rising stars of Fox News Radio, Steve Taylor, joins us to discuss this. China. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for the kind words. How are you today?
So China is caught stealing. Is this anything new?
Well, spying is not anything new, and hacking is just one of the newer iterations of spying. What's new about that? I mean, when there's a range of actions that a government can take when another government is behind this sort of thing. Most of them don't. I mean, you can accuse somebody, as is what we've done here, which is a pretty strong action. The Justice Department has, in fact, secured indictments of five Chinese military officials for hacking American corporations and, in one case, a labor union. They're not under arrest, of course, because they're in China, but they are citizens of the world, accustomed to doing business at a high level around the world, and it's just possible that this legal status may inconvenience them to some extent. China summoned our ambassador, former Senator Max Baucus, went into the office of the assistant foreign minister yesterday and was told this isn't true, we didn't do it, and we've never done anything like that. And he said, presumably, thanks very much. I'm glad you cleared that up. But, in fact, the indictment stands. Now, Kevin, look at the companies. I think this is where the crucial part of the story is and why we have taken this action. The companies are Alcoa, which makes, in this case, the division that makes alumina, goes into the construction of aluminum for aircraft, for example. Westinghouse Electric, which is big in nuclear generators, nuclear reactors. Allegheny Technology, which is high-tech switching equipment. Solar World, obviously, it's solar energy equipment. And U.S. Steel, plus the United Steelworkers Union. These are the organizations whose computers were hacked by representatives of the Chinese military. And as Attorney General Eric Holder said in his statement yesterday, they did it apparently for no reason other than to give an advantage to state-owned companies at the expense of businesses in the U.S. He also said the ability, economic security and our ability to compete fairly in the global marketplace are directly linked to national security. And when you're seeing things like aircraft steel, switching devices, and nuclear power, you get the idea.
Steve Taylor joining us, Fox News Radio, 580 KIDO. But, you know, Steve, you and I are just sitting here having a cup of coffee. This is, I mean, talk to Microsoft, talk to all these companies in America. This has been going on for quite some time. It must be a political balancing act on really how to deal with China, considering we're so intertwined with them when it comes to trade. And, you know, who knows what's going on with their military and our military in the South China Sea. This is a quite an unusual move by the administration.
It is. Because of those interlocking interests that you mentioned, it's unusual to have such a public statement about this. It goes beyond, I'm sure there's back channel objections to this sort of thing all the time, and they say, yes, well, you're right. We didn't do it, by the way, but we'll never do it again. That sort of thing, I'm sure, is routine. This was made very public, and something else is going to be public, or perhaps not so public, but will be felt. Is the potential for retaliation against American businesses that are operating in China. If the Chinese get sufficiently upset about this, if their officials find themselves, if it costs them some money, in short, they're liable to make it harder to do business in China. But limiting that in both directions is the idea that each economy needs the other economy pretty badly right now, and they are closely tied together. It's hard to do anything that doesn't cut both ways.
Steve Taylor, where is this going to go? Any thoughts?
again, look for retaliation against the government, the American companies doing business there. I think we've already got the flat denial from the Chinese government. It's a brushback pitch, I think, at this point, Kevin. If the Chinese continue to do exactly the same thing and exactly the same companies in the same sort of way, then maybe you'll see something like what we have done to the Russian government and to Russian business people with regard to Ukraine, which is to say economic sanctions that make it harder for them to do business in other places. I mean, there are bank accounts that we can make it harder to get access to that are owned by people all around the world. So that's what to look for next. And if nothing much happens, then maybe we've made our point and gotten the response we wanted.
Steve Taylor, only if the world were that simple.
Yes, well, that's for sure.
Keep your powder dry, old friend.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you have it. Steve Taylor joining us. That will be our second guest. Dave Petzo was our first. Now we've turned the entire show over to you, which is really what we do each and every day. But we've heard from the politicians during the primary season today, your predictions. With Kevin Miller here at 580-5436, we go to Jay in Boise. Jay, thanks for your patience. You're on 580-KIDO.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, I kind of had something to add to what Steve said. I just found out myself, I don't know if you've heard, but 50 square miles is allotted to China south of Boise.
You know, we've been covering that for quite some time, and the Chinese were here, and they accused us of being racist for disclosing that, the free trade zone, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, they don't talk about how that's going to compete with Idaho jobs and, you know, and that they're going to be tax-free. So, you know, when Idaho jobs and Idaho companies have to, you know, we have to pay our fair share. And, you know, there's these backdoor deals with Obama and Otter to keep China from, you know, dumping our dollar on the market and, you know, and going to, you know, the Chinese yen, you know, instead of the U.S. dollar. And I think, you know, our leaders are just scared, you know, instead of finding a different solution, you know. But that's a big concern for me. I mean, once you let a foreign country come in, and you know, it's hard to get them out once they get in. You know, I mean, that's all I have to say. And you know, Otter Care and Common Core, and how much money did Otter get for the state of Idaho to say he balanced the budget?
Good point. Jay, anything else? Your thoughts on today's election? What does it mean to you?
Well, I think it's very important. You know, we need a leader in there that can stand up not just to the feds, but, you know, if need comes, you know, or push comes to shove, if Idaho needs to cut the federal strings of the federal, you know, getting those federal dollars, then that's what we need to do. But it's kind of a kind of guy we need in our office right now. So,
well, Jay, we appreciate it, and thank you for the call, sir.
All right, thanks.
All right, there you have it, Jay in Boise. You know, this is kind of tough. I don't know if we're allowed to have candidates on today, but since you were the official driver of Walt from Emmett last week.
Yes.
Pro-Life joins us at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Well, you know, I'm an independent.
Well, now, as long as you give us some analysis and not your...
I'm going to give you real analysis.
Because you've been on the trail. How many years have you run for just about everything?
About...
27.
10 years.
All right.
And I got about 30 more years to go. So, but anyway, what's happening is, say if the Kevin Miller Show and the other shows that are in the Treasure Valley were all over Idaho, I think that all of the incumbents would lose. But the problem is, you know, like in southeast Idaho, I used to live over there, Bear Lake County. They get all their news, all of their stuff out of Utah. They don't even know what's going on over here media-wise. And kind of North Idaho is like that. So I can't tell who's going to win. But if it was going to be just a Treasure Valley race, I'd say that all the incumbents would lose. And but anyway, the governor and the attorney general really need to be replaced. And the reason is because gay marriage, for example, Otter Care, all of those kind of things are not they're not the federal function. They're not in the federal constitution.
Now, wait a minute, though. The governor's fighting the gays.
Yeah, but he's not doing it the right way. Because of the federal constitution not allowing the federal officers to involve themselves in state criminal conduct, all the criminal law is in the state jurisdiction. The federal government doesn't have jurisdiction. All the state has to do is say, we're not going to go to federal court, we're going to enforce our law. If you go to federal court, you admit that the federal government has jurisdiction, and they don't get that. They don't want to get it because it's so unpopular. But in the Civil War, that's just what Wisconsin did. I mean, prior to the Civil War, they said, we're not going to go to court to challenge the fugitive slave laws. We are going to say if a slave gets to Wisconsin, they're free. And that's the position you take when you're right. You do not mess around in wicked courts. You just do the right thing, and especially when you don't have jurisdiction. The federal doesn't.
I thought we were talking about the primary, not you and the gays.
Yeah. Well, it is the primary because any governor, legislative officer that does not get that position.
How do you see, if you had to take a pick here at 580KIDO, how do you see the Simpson-Smith race going? Now, don't speak with your heart. Speak with your objective, experienced soul who has run campaigns statewide for many, many years.
Well, I think it's kind of a toss-up. I think it'll be really close, and I'd like to be able to predict that Smith would win, but I don't know if I can do that. I'd like to be able to say that because I prefer him. But
well, look, I prefer a lot of things, but we're asking for your professional opinion here.
Well, I say it's a toss-up. I wish I could predict it. I'm going to say Smith's going to win because I want him to win, but, you know, what do I know?
Hmm.
I mean, I know a lot, and I've been around a lot, but, you know, what we need to do is wake up, and I don't know if people are waking up. They need to listen to the Kevin Miller Show. This is the best show in Idaho. I've been around the radio and other places in Idaho, and this is the very best. And so I hope they wake up and tune in every day to you. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. I hope they do as well, because if not, you know, you'll be seeing me working at the floral shop.
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of what other things I could do besides this.
You can come out and pick strawberries.
That's a lot of work. I'm really not used to working. I'm used to talking.
All right.
Let's be honest. When you have the physique of a bell pepper,
well,
that's an honest day's work. I don't know if I'm up to that.
Well, just remember, when sperm meets egg, there's a new person on Earth, and you cannot kill the baby.
Oh, my gosh. We've went from the gays to the sperm and the egg and Kevin Miller picking strawberries. This is what you won't hear anywhere else in America, folks.
That's right.
There's probably a reason why. Pro-Life, thank you for the call. You're going to call us tomorrow with your post-game analysis?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Our friend Pro-Life there at 580KIDO, he's always about the sperm meets the egg. It's what we call in-depth team coverage at 580KIDO. 718 49 in Star. Let's get you to work.
Race for governor. The Republican candidates are Walt Bayes, Harley Brown, current state senator Russ Fulcher, and incumbent governor Butch Otter.
This is an election about the heart and the soul of the Republican Party. It's not about me so much. It's about what this campaign is standing for. It's about people controlling their lives, not the government. They make the decision. They select the leaders. This really boils down to people versus government. Do we want to inform voters or not?
I think we will. I think we will. And I say that because I've looked in the eyes of thousands of people who are passionate to make it happen.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Something you'll hear on the afternoon news and maybe check that out in the Statesman's blog later on, but since we are a beef state and you can't travel really anywhere else in the Treasure Valley without seeing the little cows and the big cows, and man, I love, and here I go being a sissy here at 580KIDO. I love the cows. And I think they're great, and then but I love the steaks, so I'm conflicted. How many of you feel the same way? By the way, your chance to win $1,000, be listening in the 8 o'clock hour of K. Millie in the Morning, and listen to the first hour of Sean Hannity. When you hear the cue to call, be the correct caller, and you're going to win $1,000. And again, the first hour of Sean Hannity and the 8 a.m. hour of K. Millie in the Morning. So if you're wondering just how safe your food is and How many of us are still wondering, where is the return on investment with government? A Detroit meatpacking plant is recalling 1.8 million pounds of ground beef after the meat was linked to nearly a dozen potentially dangerous E. coli infections involving four states. Now, the USDA, the FDA are supposed to protect us from this. And everybody that says, well, we need less government, I take a look at the issue involving Wolverine Packing. They issued a voluntary notice. And if you're in the food business, you know what's happened. USDA inspectors have been cut. FDA inspectors have been cut. One doesn't have to read Fast Food Nation. One doesn't have to read The Jungle by Upton Sinclair to know that we need food safety. And by the way, apparently now they're urging everyone, just to be safe, to cook your meat medium well or well done. Well done. So you have 11 people sick with E. coli. The Centers for Disease Control reported this yesterday. And anybody that's ever had E. coli, we're talking about very, very dangerous situations. You've got, you know, vomiting, you got diarrhea, you've got other things. People die from it. Four states, including Michigan, four in Ohio, one in Massachusetts, one in Missouri. More than half the victims have been hospitalized between the ages of 19 to 46. So this could impact people throughout the country. The greater cause here is the lack of federal control. And this goes back to the veteran scandal. If you read the Kevin Miller 580 KIDO hot list, and let me pull it up right here. There's a story in the Washington Times that details that the president possibly knew about the Veterans Administration scandal before he took office. Fox News picked it up earlier today, but it's from the Washington Times. In fact, there's another story in the Washington Times that we put on our Gem State Gun Jobs website on Facebook, saying the feds now are going after gun dealers. They're going to list them as dangerous or something like that. But let me give you a couple things. So we have no really oversight when it comes to our meat. And maybe there are some ranchers or some farmers or some meat processors that can shed light on the lack of FDA or USDA oversight. But the fact that the feds have cut back on food safety, E. coli, remember, that never used to happen in America, but now it's common, unfortunately. And you've got the network saying, well, cook your meat well. That just doesn't fly, does it? And now you have that the Bush administration, before they left office, the incompetent nincompoops in the Bush administration, as has been positioned by the liberal press, told the president, told the Obama administration that the FDA was cooking the books. Or I'm sorry, the VA were cooking the books. Let's take a listen here at 580KIDO.
Received clear notice more than 5 years ago that the VA medical facilities were reporting inaccurate wait times and schedule failures. These delays caused the growing scandal since more than 40 veterans died in a Phoenix VA medical center. The Washington Times reports that Veterans Affairs officials warned the Obama-Biden transition team in the weeks after the 2008 presidential election that the department did not trust the wait times that facilities had been reporting. Alex Sawyer, The Washington Times.
Will the press take up the mantle to save the lives of veterans? Remember when the Walter Reed scandal happened? Brilliant reporting from The Washington Post. Walter Reed was closed down. The veterans were taken care of. How can we legitimately, as a country that loves their veterans, tolerate this? And by the way, the president still has not made a statement on this. That's right. The president apparently is too busy to make a statement on the veterans. Never mind there was a veterans, there was a Medal of Honor ceremony the other day at the White House. Never mind that people are wondering, does this administration care about its veterans? And remember the president, I love the veterans. The veterans are the greatest. How in the world can we sit there and look at our veterans and ask them to do so much for us, and yet we sit back and allow this to happen? The media sits back and allows this to happen. You take a look at our foreign policy. You take a look at our economy. Heck, the administration has been wonderful for people that own stocks and companies. Not so wonderful for the people that work for the stocks and the companies. 580-5436. Two scandals going on. The meat industry. How in the world do you allow 1.8 million pounds of beef to be in a system and you don't know if it's clean, so you have to recall it? And this scandal involving our great veterans. By the way, we're going to still take your primary pontifications, prognostications, predictions. Oh, by the way, the president did make time to do this yesterday.
What's going on, people? What's up, you?
He decided to make a side trip to a Little League baseball game in Northwest Washington. Mr. President, can you tell us about the VA scandal?
What's going on, people? What's up, you?
Exactly. Think about that the next time our great veterans have to go to the VA. I don't know what it's like to face combat. I don't know what it's like to face death. I do know what it's like to get hosed over, and that's what's happening to our veterans. And apparently, look, we have a great relationship with Phil Hawkins, with Josh, with people at the Idaho Veterans Hospital. They do their very best for the veterans. But when you have veterans check in, and the doctors and nurses are great, it's the paperwork. How in the world in America, where we just throw away money to the drug dealer Hamid Karzai, have we not taken care of our veterans? And where is the media outrage? Where is the media giddiness that we see for the gay marriage folks when it comes to protecting our veterans? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
I predict that Governor Butch will get back in office again.
I hope that Gene is wrong and Poulter gets in, along with basically all the challengers.
We need someone that will stand firm or actually take a lead in fighting against the federal government.
Let's get it started.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO. Coming up, we'll talk to Lori in Homedale about the beef recall. Before that, we go to Chris Rich from the Ada County Elections. Chris, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us. It is election day. Big day for you.
Yeah, well, we've been getting here in the office 6:30. The poll workers have been getting there about 7 o'clock into their areas. We got a 145 precincts open this morning, and we'll be ready to go at 8 o'clock.
And when do polls close today, sir?
It's 8 to 8, so 8 p.m. And our big concern right now is we had, probably 7,100 people request a ballot by mail, and we've got about 1,500 of those ballots outstanding. So if folks can drop those off at 400 Benjamin, we'd really appreciate it if they want their vote to count.
Any thoughts on the turnout today? We've heard that it's not going to be big, but with the interest of the governor's race, with so many people being challenged in the primaries, what do you think?
Boy, you know, it's kind of funny, Kevin. We live in a bubble here, and so we historically look at things, and I think we barely had 18% 2 years ago, and I think you're right. There seems to be a greater interest, but we're thinking in that 25% range. Still not a big number at all, but 25%. And what makes me just uneasy is when we order ballots, we don't order 100%. So we're hoping that we're going to be in that below that 30% range, and that's what I ordered for.
Well, boy, talk about full disclosure here, Chris.
Yeah.
But is this historically 25%? Do you think? I can relate to living in a bubble here at 580 KIDO. 25%, is that historically when you're taking a look at a gubernatorial primary in the state?
Yeah, in fact, I think we've got it. We padded it a little bit.
Right.
So, it's funny. I guess I judge things. I don't listen to the media per se, but it's by the phone calls we receive in our office and the questions and whatnot, and the numbers are down. We don't have the number of people here answering phone calls that we've had historically. Maybe folks already know what they want to do or where to go vote, but it's been fairly quiet from our perspective.
What's the best time to vote?
Well, really, the busy times, the inverse, 8 o'clock's busy, noon's busy, and from 5 o'clock on in the evening. So if you can make it midday, it's going to be pretty good. Hopefully we're not, you know, 25% that estimate holds true. We're not going to have that big of a turnout, so there shouldn't be too much in the way of lines. I think people, where it's going to be confusing is the whole matter of, if you're not affiliated with a party, the questions that you're going to be hit with at the polls are, do you want to affiliate, then do you want to affiliate Republican, unaffiliated, or Democrat? And then we have the scenario, once you affiliate, is, oh, what ballot would you like? And that whole portion of it's counterintuitive, because a Republican can vote, get this, the Republican ballot, the Democrat, or the unaffiliated. And so that's where there's a little cognitive dissonance. But if, you know, for about 2% of the people, they'll choose the non-party ballot.
When do you think the results will be in?
Well, we're going to have all of the ballots that were voted early, the mail and the walk-in. And so we're going to have, oh, I'm hoping about 8,000 ballots that we can release the results at 9 o'clock tonight. And so that'll give folks an indication of how folks voted by mail primarily. And a lot of that is candidate-driven, so I don't know if you can take it as a good indicator. And then we're going to try and release results 20 minutes thereafter on a 20-minute cycle. So we'll try and have stuff 9, because the polls close up in North Idaho, an hour difference, so that's why it's 9 o'clock. And then 9:30, 10, we'll try and issue more results.
Well, Chris, we've got a link on our website for people that want to, you know where to vote. What are your thoughts on people that are searching for that? We do have that at 580KIDO, but anything that you would like to give out the information? We appreciate you making time for us this morning.
Yeah. Well, I think the best thing is just to get online and can go to idahovotes.gov. You can plug in your address to, you know, find out where to go vote. It'll also tell you if you're registered. And if you're not registered in Idaho, we have Election Day registration. You just need to have photo ID and proof of residence, like a utility bill, and you can register and vote. The thing is, that requirement for ID is different for showing ID to vote. If you will, registration is different than voting. And so you need to have a state-issued ID, driver's license, student ID card in order to vote. So just bring your driver's license and get down to your poll and vote.
Chris, we thank you.
Yeah. Well, please encourage people to vote 8 to 8 today, and we're ready.
God bless, sir. Thank you, Chris.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chris Rich joining us from the Ada County Elections Office. Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. Let's go to Jerry in Nampa. Jerry, good morning. You're at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I'm sitting here listening to this low voter turnout report, and I just sitting here scratching my head because it's hard to talk to anybody anymore, including myself, who doesn't have something to gripe about what's going on in this country. We just finished a litany here on the radio about the veterans and things like that. I just don't get it. It's the last, it may be the last freedom we have. Thank God for the 10th Amendment, because we used to talk about this country as the last best place on earth, and that's why a lot of people come here, legally and illegally. But now, that's not really the case anymore. We don't rate at the top of the list in a lot of quality of life things in the world. And Idaho is, to me, the last thread of that's left. And we get 25% of the people going to the polls. We got a chance to keep America alive here. And they're sitting home doing, I don't know what, watching Oprah, hopefully not. Yeah, I mean, they can listen to you on the way to the poll, even.
Well, let's hope they do. But here's the skinny on this. And if you don't like the way things are going and you don't vote, then when things happen that you don't agree with, Kevin Miller, God willing, if he's still here, Jerry, with you and with Tom Munns and others, will say, you had your chance.
Yeah, but that's not doing us any good.
Well, it'll make it for a heck of a show.
Well, thanks for being there.
God bless you, Jerry.
Anyway, hopefully I encourage some of these people that have 1,500 you know, ballots sitting out there, mail-in or whatever they are, they at least fill them out and take them down or something. You know.
Jerry, keep the faith, brother.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. 747, coming up the Tom Munn segment. First, let's get you to traffic at 5.
In the race for governor, the Republican candidates are Walt Bayes, Harley Brown, current state senator Russ Fulcher, and incumbent governor Butch Otter.
This is an election about the heart and the soul of the Republican Party. This really boils down to people versus government.
They make the decision. They select the leaders.
Well, I believe this country has done so much sin. We've killed 56 million babies because we didn't want to take care of them.
Do we want to inform voters or not?
And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Idaho, a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. You know, I'm just sitting here, listening to Tom Dale's ad. Did he say sweat socks in a locker? Some unusual terms being used in these political ads today. We go back to the phones. Tom Munns joins us, TomMunns.com. Tom Munns on the road, 580KIDO.
God bless you, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Well, we wanted to make sure you had your own segment here. So.
Oh, that's really nice of you. I don't know if I have that much to say, do I?
I don't know. I guess so. We'll find out.
Well, I just wanted to urge everybody to vote, but I wanted to urge everybody to vote the right way and be informed when you do it. And if you're not informed, don't do your duty because you haven't done your duty this far. You know, I mean, we have too many people that just don't have a clue about what they're doing. You know, it's funny. I was at a graduation last night and the big flag rolled down and everybody's, you know, singing these patriotic songs and all that. And as I sat in there, I realized that only about 5% of those people know anything about our form of government and what their rights are and what their duties are as a citizen. And it would really be enlightening for me to be able to see the voting numbers rise and to see people make the right decision rather than voting for the same thing over again. I mean, everybody is complaining about something, right, left, middle, doesn't matter. Everybody is complaining about something. And what they don't realize is that they're all going to end up with the same thing by voting the same way they did the year before.
Well, so, it's an interesting dilemma. How do you see this playing out?
You know, I got to tell you, you know, as I was traveling the state and stuff with all the signs, if signs are any indication of what's going on, we've got a tremendous awakening going on in Idaho. And I'm really, really excited about it. And I have to hang on to that ray of sunshine because the sun isn't shining politically and economically and socially anywhere else. So, you know, I mean, I have to be optimistic. I think that there is a great awakening. I think that there's a lot of great signs. People are starting to talk about it in public now. It's not like, you know, we can't talk about politics and religion anymore. You know, people are talking about the issues with their neighbors and stuff. So there's a lot of American ease going on right now. I'm very, very happy about that. So hopefully that should be empowering and enlightening for some of you guys. And, today's the day. Let's make it happen.
Tom Munns, thank you very much.
Have a great one.
Our great friend Tom Munns. We're joined by Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream.
I'm going to give you my prognosis for today. It's not good. I believe that the I don't care vote will win once again. You know, when you hear about a 25% turnout, who really wins? You know, it is such a sad, sad state. You know, and the people that should be listening to KIDO, they're listening to FM. You know, what's the latest beat? You know, what's the hottest song that's been released? Well, I have a lot of hope, but I don't have a lot of belief. And we'll see tonight. We'll see. You know, when the polls close, we will see. You know, it's been God, give them what they want. And I'm afraid what they want is just, you know, all the excess freedoms that they can possibly get their hands on. You know, not what discipline should we be practicing, you know, what should we be passing on to our children. I don't think those are important things anymore.
Isn't this the phone call you're supposed to have tomorrow?
Yeah, this is the phone call we're supposed to never have. I encourage you, Kevin, you're doing a great job. Keep them informed. We'll do everything we can to keep them listening. And maybe, just maybe, it'll all turn around.
Terry, thank you. Take care.
You have a good day, Kevin. Thanks. Well,
bye-bye. Our great friend Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, currently 53 in Napa, 758, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. And Walton Nampa, why don't you give us a call back to save on the long distance, brother. Coming up next, more of your prognostications, your predictions. As we try and figure this out, not a very optimistic phone call from Terry yet. Tom Munn's very optimistic. Are we going to see more than 25% of the vote in Ada County? And does that help one candidate over the other? A historic day in Idaho. Don't let them take it away from you. Kevin Miller with you till the end. 580 KIDO.
Serving Emmett, Idaho.